The rest of the story. When he was a little boy, the other children called him Sparky, after a comic strip horse named Sparkplug. Sparky never did shake that nickname. School was all but impossible for Sparky. He failed every subject in the eighth grade. He failed every subject. He flunked physics in high school. He received a flat zero in the course, distinguishing himself as the worst physics student in the school's history. He also flunked Latin and algebra and English. And he didn't do much better in sports, although he did manage to make the school golf team. He promptly lost the only important match of the year. There was a consolation match, and Sparky lost that, too. He was not actually disliked by the other youngsters. Throughout his youth, Sparky was awkward socially. Nobody cared that much. He was astonished if a classmate ever said hello to him outside school hours. No way to tell how he might have done it dating. In high school, Sparky never once asked a girl out. He was too afraid of being turned down. You see, Sparky was a loser. He, his classmates, everybody knew he was a loser, so he just kind of rolled with it. Sparky made up his mind early in life that if things were meant to work out for him, they would. Otherwise, he would content himself with what appeared to be inevitable mediocrity. But this is the rest of the story. One something was important to Sparky, and that was drawing. He was proud of his artwork. Nobody else appreciated it. In his senior year of high school, he submitted some cartoons to the editors of the class yearbook, and almost predictably, Sparky's drawings were rejected. And yet, while the young man had stoically rationalized virtually all of his failures theretofore, he was really rather hurt by the general ignorance of what he believed was his one natural talent. In fact, he was so convinced of his artistic ability that he decided to become a professional artist. Upon graduating high school, he wrote a letter to Walt Disney Studios, a letter indicating his qualifications to become a cartoonist for Disney. Shortly, he received an answer, a form letter requesting that he send some samples of his artwork. Subject matter was suggested. For instance, a Disney cartoon character repairing a clock by shoveling the springs and the gears back inside. Sparky drew the proposed cartoon scene. He spent a great deal of time on that and the other drawings. A job with Disney would be so impressive, and there were so many doubters to impress. Sparky mailed the form, mailed his drawings to the Disney studios, and waited. And one day the reply came. It was another form letter. Politely composed, but it said that Disney Studios hired only the very finest artists even for their routine background work, and it was determined from the drawings which Sparky had submitted that he was not one of the very finest artists. In other words, he did not get the job. I think deep down Sparky expected to be rejected. He'd always been a loser. This was simply one more loss. But you know what Sparky did? He wrote his autobiography in cartoons. I mean, he described his childhood itself, the little boy loser, the chronic underachiever, in a cartoon character the whole world now knows. For Sparky, the boy who failed the entire eighth grade, the young artist whose work was rejected not only by Walt Disney Studios, but by his own high school yearbook, the young man was Sparky Charles Monroe Schultz, the creator of the Peanuts comic strip, the creator of the little cartoon boy whose kite would never fly, Charlie Brown. And now you know the rest of the story.